views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and it is so great to be here today. And I want to just start by thanking all of you for tuning in and for being part of this radio journey with me. Also, Benny, thank you so much for piloting this ship. I am so grateful that you are producing this show.
My pleasure and my honor.
Thank you. Today we have an amazing show planned with the incredible numerologist Raynell Williams, one of the country's top 50 psychics. We are going to be doing readings together, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. When you call, be sure to give Benny your full birth date and the spelling of your first name so Raynell will be able to do the calculations for the reading. I am particularly excited to have Raynell here today to talk about numerology, which is the mystical power of numbers, as we are closing in on the final few weeks of 2016. The power of numerology is particularly useful as years and time are measured by numbers. And no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, this year has been filled with much emotion and concern for the future. In tarot, 2016 is represented by the Hermit, which is about uncovering that which has been hidden, both the good and the challenging. So it will be so interesting to get Raynell's take on the year from a numerology perspective, as well as look into the energy of 2017, which is just around the corner. I love doing readings with others who have a very different approach, as there's more than one way to gain guidance, clarity, and insight. In the second half of the show, you are getting two readings for the price of none, as I will be pulling and interpreting a card, and Raynell will do a numerology reading based on your date of birth and first name. So let's get this party started, as I want to introduce my amazing guest, Raynell Williams. And I say amazing because she did a numerology reading for me, which was spot on. Raynell first discovered numerology as a teenager and soon began using it to guide life choices for herself, family, and friends. Years later, she discovered she no longer needed to look at the numbers in a chart. Eventually, the numbers became symbols of energy that told the life story of the person that was in the session. The life story includes things like natural talents, strengths and abilities, challenges or patterns, and how to overcome them, tendencies in relationships, and so much more. Previously, Raynell spent 23 years in corporate, where she served in roles such as deputy insurance commissioner and senior consultant. In 2010, she resigned from an advancing career to live her passion as a numerologist and thought leader for the advancement of sovereign women. Today, Raynell is numerologist of and women's visibility and sovereignty mentor. She is founder of Be Who You Are Woman and leads sovereignty workshops and retreats. She also conducts private numerology and mentoring sessions by phone and Skype. And this year, as I said, was named one of the country's top 50 psychics. Her website is raynelle.com, and that's raynelle.com. Welcome, Raynelle, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, Eve. I'm so happy to be here. Just really excited.
Oh, I am so happy to have you here. Well, I've got so many questions for you, but let's get started with just a simple one. What is a numerologist, and how did you get started in this field of numerology?
Wow, that's a great question. I see a numerologist as a person who, you know, connects to the energy of the numbers, as you read in my bio. And I am able to read those energies of the numbers specific to the person that I'm speaking with. You know, a numerologist really combines their knowledge, their intuition, and I feel divine guidance, right, when doing a numerology reading. The reading actually teaches us, I feel, that nothing is by coincidence. You know, not the day you were born, not the name you were given at birth, and it doesn't matter if you were named after Aunt Lucy. Numerology truly discerns your cosmic code. So from that information found in your date of birth and your name, there is what I call the blueprint that is discovered. I came into numerology just because I have this fascination with human nature. I mean, I've always been like, the only books I read are biographies.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I just have always been fascinated since a young kid of, you know, learning what makes people become who they are, you know, what makes them tick. And I'm especially fascinated by their challenges because, you know, every successful person that I have read on have had challenges, and boy, did they overcome them one way or another. So over time, this kind of morphed for me into the numerology. And so I was now doing their charts and comparing it to their life and seeing the year that the changes happened, whether it was a positive change or if it was a challenge. And, you know, in a nutshell, that's how I became a numerologist, because I just have a fascination and love of people.
Wow. I love it. Well, I'm so glad you are a numerologist. If somebody was interested in getting a reading, why would they come for a numerology reading in the first place, as opposed to another type of reading?
Sure. You know, I will say this. If you've ever in your life said anything like, why did I do that? You know, why do I keep doing the same thing? Why do I keep dating the same kind of man or girl? Mm-hmm. You know, any questions in that arena is number one reason for a numerology reading. Because when it comes to self-understanding, self-enlightenment, numerology helps you to understand yourself and your underlying motivations, and it validates who you are and why you are the way you are, right? This is your birth date. This is your birth name. There are no other energies that enter into this. So this is very, very specific to you. So this is why I call it, you know, the personal blueprint for this lifetime. Numerology is really the key to that blueprint. It gives you an opportunity to be more aware of yourself. It highlights your talents that, you know, and the pathway that you have chosen to use those abilities. So it brings a lot of clarity about your life and your reason for being. So, you know, life is life and we all have challenges. Isn't it nice to kind of have a heads up about, you know, challenges that are strong potentials for you and how to go about addressing them? It will talk about the lessons learned that you can anticipate learning along your journey of this lifetime. So it's just chock full of information. It's kind of like the autobiography of your soul.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. And while we're doing short readings just for the nature of the 1 hour radio show today, when people get a numerology reading over phone or Skype, it's longer, correct?
Oh, yes. So the reading is an hour. And I really do my best to save time for questions toward the end, but, you know, and oftentimes it doesn't actually end at the hour, because if I'm in, you know, in the moment of that reading and I am sharing with, you know, my client some very important information, I'm not going to cut off that reading and say, oh, the hour is up, you know, the timer has gone off. That's not how I do readings. Often the readings go into, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. But I do like to have questions. If there are specific questions of in your life that you have, you know, just hit a wall with, send me those questions in advance and I will make sure that I answer those and maintain enough time to do that. I also record the reading in an MP3 file and email it, you know, usually within 24 hours. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer, but so did I answer your question?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not, you can get a reading for yourself, but you can also, this is a great gift too. And because you can give your gift, your friends, get a numerology reading. And yeah, and so the readings are 60 minutes and there's different kinds of readings people can get. Again, for people to get information, you would go to Raynell's website, which is perfect in its simplicity, raynelle.com, and that's R-A-Y-N-E-L-L-E, and you can find out more about it. We'll be giving more information a little bit later in the show about a special discount that Raynell is offering just for Mainstream Metaphysics listeners. We're going to just take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with my guest, numerologist Raynell Williams. We'll be doing readings, and later on in the show, Raynell will be giving some insights into 2017 from a numerology perspective. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, numerologist and top psychic, Raynell Williams. We are going to be doing readings very shortly, so if you are interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819, and please be sure to give Benny your full birth date and the spelling of your first name so Raynell can do her stuff. So Raynell, I have a few more questions for you, but before we get to readings, but before that, could you please share with our listeners just how they can reach you if they would like to schedule a reading?
I sure can. You can reach me if you'd like to schedule a reading at email me at lifebyyournumbers@gmail.com. And it's spelled just the way those words, lifebyyournumbers@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at through my website. Just go to contact and send me an email through there as well.
Excellent. And that website is www.raynelle.com. In addition, Raynell is generously offering a 20% offer for just Mainstream Metaphysics listeners for readings that are scheduled between now and January 15th. So let's get back to some questions here. So how can you alter your energy by altering the numbers?
You know, first of all, when someone comes to me and they want to change their name, for instance, I always want to know why. You know, what is the reason? Do you want to take your name from Charles David, you know, Iverson to Buddha, Gandhi, someone else?
Yeah.
And, you know, because each of the numbers brings forth with it a certain energy. So if that person says to me, I am just too intense, I feel like I'm anxious all the time, or I, you know, can't concentrate, or whatever it is, you know, I'm able to look at those, at that name, and see that actually being a fact. So I see an intensity of certain types of numbers that can bring on anxiety or nervous tension, and so forth. So as we develop the name vibration, they will offer me what they would like to have the name be, and I counsel them on whether or not that name is going to get them the outcome that they desire, which is a more calm and peaceful state of mind, the ability to concentrate, or whatever it is. And then we will work together to come up with, a name that really brings the energy that they are looking for or wanting to have in their life. The thing is when you bring in a new energy, if you change your name, you are literally bringing, you never get away with your, or get over your blueprint, right? It is with you for life. However, the energy that you bring in, I describe it as an overlay. It's a new energy that you overlay on top of your original blueprint. So, it will work together initially, right, for the first period of time. And it's different with everyone. It can be a working together of these two energies merging for the first year or year and a half. As time goes on and the longer you have that new energy of that name, the more prominent it will become, the more those energies will become forward for the individual. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It's amazing just the power that the energy comes from the name, from the numbers. It's really amazing. And speaking of the energy coming from the numbers, this is the close of 2016. And as I said in the beginning, from tarot, that's represented by the Hermit, which is about bringing truth to light, the good, the challenging, all everything in between. What, from a numerology perspective, is the energy from 2016?
You know, my whole body lit up when I heard you describe 2016 from the tarot perspective. You know, and I find that various modalities have a lot of in common with numerology. It's a different language, but the message is similar. So for numerology, 2016 digits to a 9, right? 2 plus 1 plus 3 is 9. So 9 is the universal year for this planet. 9 energy is high potency. It's a high potency number because it contains the energy of the previous 8 numbers, right? So that makes it a very complex kind of emotional energy. Those 8 prior numbers are infused within the 9. So the 9 energy in and of itself is a lot about endings, completions, being able to let it go, forgiveness and unconditional love. So if you can look at just the emotional piece alone and think about the events that have taken place in this country or in this world, actually, you can see a lot of this dramatic expression being played out. The most common or the most recent of which is our U.S. elections. I think that they were pretty exciting, to say the least.
Definitely, there is no shortage of emotion, no matter where you fall on the political spectrum.
Exactly. So this 9 year will often bring in drama, the dramatic in its expression. It will go from one extreme to another, Attila the Hun to Mother Teresa kind of back and forth energy. It's a very highly creative type of energy, and it brings things to the surface that need to be cleared. All right. Yeah. That need to be seen for clearing. I call it often a house cleaning type of energy. So if there are matters in your life that are no longer useful for you or, you know, serving your benefit, the 9 energy is going to bring that to the surface for it to be cleared. And it will continue to bring situations in the life that point directly at that circumstance so that you will know how important it is. If you don't listen to the universe the first time, you'll get another nudge in this 9 energy that says, okay, here's another chance to clear that. So this 9 year has been full of drama. It has been very emotional, and it's bringing a lot of things to the surface. It's causing a lot of endings and completions that people are acting out from their emotions and saying, you know, enough already. We've had enough.
I love that explanation, and I really should take more of a high road and now ask you about, so what about 2017? But I'm going to hold off on that question because I got to find out something even more immediate, and that is that it's not as austere as the election, but do you ever look into the numbers of celebrities like Brad and Angelina, Kanye and Kim? I gotta know.
Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite things to do. Remember, I'm the people person detective. I love to know what makes people tick. Absolutely. Okay, so who do you want first? Angelina and Brett?
Let's go with Kim and Kanye. They have been quite in the news recently.
Yes, they have. Okay, you know, I can tell you that Kanye is really a very misunderstood young man. I think that he is, he has a lot within him that causes him to build this pressure inside of him. It's almost like a pressure cooker, right? And imagine what happens prior to a volcano blowing, right?
Yeah.
And this pressure within him, he has not been able to know how to regulate it, to be able to put it in a structure that will keep it from being so explosive and easier for the ears to hear. And so that has been a big challenge for him. And this young man has a very dynamic and intense destiny number, which is the 8. This is the number of power, wealth, and control. And it brings with it a great intensity. And I feel like he is really still growing into that energy. On top of that, his personal year this year is the 5. Mm. And it's the explosion. The 5 energy I equate to Uranus in astrology. It is the great awakener. It is the unexpected. Expect the unexpected energy. And so I think we've seen a lot of that out of him this year. And I think that he and Kim... Mm-hmm. really reflect each other. I think that, and she's a Libra, Kanye's a Gemini, but they really see each other in the other, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I think that there is a great friendship between these two. I think they sit and they talk for hours and hours and hours. Kim also has this 8 energy prominent in her, but it's in her heart. Right. So what makes her happy? She loves to be front and center. She loves the idea of power and wealth and all of the, things that come with that. And I think I'm going to step out on a limb here. I really think there's a possible baby number 3.
Ooh, I'm going to hold that thought right there. And we are going to, I love it, but you're going to have to come back and tell us about Angelina and Brett another time, but we're going to have to go right to a quick break. When we come back, stay on hold. We got callers coming right after the break. We'll be doing tarot and numerology readings. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest numerologist, Raynell Williams. We'll be right back.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign?
For a
message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place. That is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my wonderful guest, numerologist Raynell Williams. You can learn more about Raynell and schedule a reading with her website, which is raynell.com, which is R-A-Y-N-E-L-L-E. You can also email her at lifebyyournumbers@gmail.com. And she is offering a generous offer of 20% off readings that are scheduled between now and January 15th, just for Mainstream Metaphysics Radio listeners. We have so many callers. We're going to be doing readings. And so, Benny, I think we're going to cut out the last break and so we can make sure to get to everyone.
Aye, aye, Cap.
Love it. And just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And I will be pulling one card using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, which accesses the readings. And Raynell, who has the information that you've been giving to Benny, will also be giving her interpretation from a numerology perspective. Before we begin readings, though, I always do like to start with a small disclaimer that we are not lawyers, doctors, therapists, or realtors, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So I would like to welcome on our first caller, Colleen from Seattle. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You are on with Raynell Williams. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I don't know a lot about numerology, and I've never had a reading, so I'm in a big transition in my career, and just wanting, I guess, to get a general reading.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you, I'll go first, if that's okay, Raynell, and that the card that I pulled for you is definitely a transition card, and it is the Eight of Cups. And in tarot, you have in the Rider-Waite deck, you've got eight cups, and you see a person walking away from the eight cups and towards the unknown. And the eight cups are stacked kind of in an odd way. It's not that it's wrong or evil or bad, but it's just not right for you. And so there is definitely this feeling of walking away from something that just has not been serving you. But that means you're also walking towards the unknown, and you're in kind of that middle place, which can be a little bit unsettling, because do I just keep going more towards the unknown, or do I, the devil you know, in terms of going back? Does that resonate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, just know that you know, going to the unknown, you're taking your brain with you to navigate that journey and to bless any of the anxious feelings that comes to mind, just because it's just there to keep you safe. However, just make sure that you're following your core non-negotiables and your instinct and using your intuition to also help work with your brain on navigating that journey. Because some, even if it's right for everybody else, if it's not right for you, it's time to move forward. Raynell, okay. What do you see for Colleen?
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Hi, Raynell. Good.
Listen, first of all, I want to say that my feeling is that you really have a wonderful knack and ability for communicating with people. You have a very creative way of communicating. You can multitask very easily, and you engage. It's like the social networker, if you will. But I do want to ask you a question, and that is this. How have you been able to get your tendency toward a little anxiousness, to balance to a centered place? Because I see a lot of, tension. It's like it's the 11, and the 11 brings with it, like, you can turn on a water hose and the water just rushes through when you turn it on. But there's like when you fold that water hose and, fold it, it creates a kink in the energy kind of thing. And that's how I could see the anxiety that perhaps has been with you for your life. Does that relate to you at all? Okay. So this is something that is very easily within your ability to manage and learn how to take forward into your next year, which, by the way, is a very, very wonderful year. So this year for you has been the year of faith. It's been the year of you having to take a break, kind of sit back, energetically speaking, to say like, okay, what's really important to me? What do I really want to have happen? And to really sort of sift through the debris to get clarity so that you now moving into your 8 year of power, of ability to be empowered yourself and to present who you are, communicate that in a strength place, is wonderful for you. So this anxiety is actually going to play itself out in a different way. It's going to boost you, if you will, to be able to stand in your own energy in a way that you've, comfortable in your own skin. Okay, does that make sense, Colleen?
Yes. Yep.
Good.
I love it. Colleen, I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Please give us a call and let us know how things go.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh, I'm sorry. What, Raynell, were you saying?
I was just going to tell her to look forward to 2017. It's a big year for her.
I love it. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Colleen. Next calling, we've got Stacy from Seattle. Welcome, Stacy, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. What a pleasure to be able to call in. Thank you.
The pleasure is ours. We're talking to you. So, is there anything that you have a particular question about with, like, guidance on or a general reading as I'm shuffling the cards?
Well, I do have a question. And can it be about my husband relative to me and what we're experiencing right now? Or does it need to be specifically about me?
In terms of me, I can only look into your energy. I don't have his perspective, and I don't have his permission, and it would still be kind of coming in through your perspective, but we can definitely look into what energy is going on with you right now.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So I'm just trying to manage my energy because of some health issues that my husband is going through. And I, I'm a big believer in things happen for the right reasons, and it's opportunity. It just doesn't always seem like that. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out how I and why I'm in this spot kind of again, and moving forward, just what maybe the card says or something. I'm trying to focus on career, but...
Well, and I'm so sorry that your husband is going through challenging times right now, and we'll see what Raynell has to say. But I know for me, the card that I pulled is the Ten of Cups. So in this card, you see the adult energy, husband, wife, but also yin and yang, masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain, on the left side of the card. And they're looking up to the sky almost as if to say, tell me where this is going. I don't get it. What's happening here? But also to the right are two children, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, but through the perspective of the inner child. And they're playing. And they're right now, there's a disconnect between that adult and the inner child. And so the more that you can merge those energies together in spite of everything that's currently going on for your own connection to your own journey, to your own connection on being the best support and all of that, the more you can incorporate that sense of play, that sense of drive, that sense of passion of life, from, again, that child perspective, and let that inner child be the GPS right now, particularly right now when there is so much kind of going on. Does that resonate?
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Raynell, what do you see for Stacy?
Hi, Stacy. You know, the first thing I want to say is you've had your significant challenges this year, you know, and I understand, and also offer my condolences and best wishes for your husband's recovery. But yet it's also within you. This year has been a very tumultuous type of year for you. And I want you to know that you're moving into, in 2017, you're moving into a 1 year. So if you heard everything that I talked about with the 2016 year, the nine energy, that's essentially, you have also, that's your personal year number, the nine. And so you can go back and listen back to what I shared, but essentially it's been like, you know, sort of a tornado inside of you energetically this year. The good news is, as we move into the 1 year, in 2017, that is the energy of fresh starts and new beginnings, okay? It's also the energy of self-empowerment, of individuality, and it brings with it courage, all right? So what may have seemed monumental in 2016 for you, it will balance out and it will become more you will feel more able to deal with it from a calm and centered place in your 1 year of individuality, independence, your sense of allowing yourself to have a bit more inner freedom. So this is a good year. You know, I just feel like for you, your life has been one of really trying to own your own power, to step into who you are. This 1 year coming up for you in 2017 is going to be huge in that respect. So start now moving forward and understanding that this wave of energy coming in 2017 is all good. It's all positive and it works for you. Now, one last thing I want to say is you tend to be in your mind a lot. All right. And I would love for you to utilize tools and practices to come out of the mind and go more into your heart and stop the cycle, the spinning in the mind so much of, you know, what if that, what about this and that, because it really doesn't serve you. And like 2 years ago, you moved into this new cycle when you turned 52, 51, you moved into a new cycle. So if you can learn to calm the mind, which the 1 year coming ahead is going to help so much, maybe a meditation practice, maybe sitting down, jotting down what's going through the mind so you can look at it on paper objectively and go, it's not that big of a deal, and move on. So I hope that helps you, honey. But, you know, you've got good things to look forward to right now, okay?
Okay. Well, you know, ladies, thank you so much. And I have to tell you, you're spot on. You're kind of describing my life already. In October-ish, I started stepping into a lot of what you're talking about. So what a kick. You were a terrific reflection for me of what's been happening for me and what I've been stepping into. And
meditation is definitely a part of my life. So wonderful. Oh. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. Please let us know how everything goes, okay?
I will. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll be thinking about you. We'll be thinking about your husband. Thank you so much, Stacey, for calling.
Yes, take care. Thank you.
Take care. Well, let us get to our next caller. Francis from Fort Lauderdale, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Is there anything you have a question about with like guidance on or just a general reading?
Just a general reading for 2017, please.
You got it. So I'm just fanning the cards out. Ooh, going all the way to the end of the deck here. Ooh, interesting one for you, Francis. So the card that came up is the Ace of Pentacles. And Pentacles talks a lot about career, tangible things, real estate, things you can touch, see, feel, but also a lot about money as well. And Aces are all about beginnings. And in this card, you see the universe almost presenting this beautiful pentacle in the hand. And you also see an archway, almost like a door leading to another door. And so with that, I look at 2017 or the next, at least for the next 3 months, connected with a reading like this, as really being given opportunity to take you to a door, to another door. Now, the universe can always present opportunities. It's up to you to actually take them. So I always say, look for open doors that the universe presents, but honor red flags. And so sometimes, because we can sometimes can't tell what is an open door and what is a universe test, unfortunately. And so that's why I would definitely recommend that you write down a list of all your non-negotiables about what you're looking for in terms of making any sort of transition without allowing for specifics. So then the universe can present those opportunities and you can recognize them, but allow yourself to go on the journey that perhaps it may not be necessarily what you were expecting, but as long as it's meeting all your non-negotiables, it could actually open the door and lead the way to something even greater. But this is definitely a positive card for 2017 and for the close of 2016. Again, it's all right there for you. Does that resonate?
1,000%. That's amazing.
Awesome. And so, Raynell, what do you see for Francis?
Hi, Francis. You know, I want to first share with you that your life path is a 7. All right. So we have someone who here in the energy of once again, someone who's in their mind a lot, but you are very intuitive. Okay. Like you, if you listen to what you're getting, you could really live kind of a charmed life. But unfortunately, wow, oftentimes what comes with this energy is the doubting mind, right? Oh no, that can't be true. You know, because you want to analyze, you want to prove it, you want to make sure that it's real. And I want to encourage you to allow yourself to just go with it. Like if you get a hit, and you know what I mean, for you, it would be more cognitive. It'll come in the way of your thoughts. And it just doesn't make any sense. That's probably your intuition trying to give you a heads up about something. Does this make sense so far?
That makes absolute sense. Yes.
Okay. All right. Correct. You got it. You got it, honey. You got to use it. You
got
to use
it.
So how you know, pardon me?
I wanted to ask a question about numerology, if I could, about twins.
Yeah.
How does it work with twins?
With twins?
Sometimes twins have two different personalities when they're born at the same time. So
oh, my goodness. Thank you for that question. I love it. Okay, because they're born on the same day, true enough, but they have different names, right?
Right.
There comes the different energy. The one, you know, one letter, every letter in the alphabet has a certain digit associated with it from 1 through 9. So the name is different and it brings in different energy, which brings in the difference in personalities. Okay.
Okay.
That's That's enough.
Okay, good.
So if one's first name is Eve and the other twin's first name is Francis, you've got a big difference in personality. You betcha.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
For that.
So
I need this
really quickly, though, I wanted you to know that your year coming up is also a 1 year, and I spoke a little bit about that with Stacy. The 1 year is new beginnings. So if you've got new ideas, new plans, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit at all and you have an idea that you want to make manifest in the way of a business or an opportunity, please go for it. This is the year to do it. And I highly encourage you to use that marvelous intuition of yours right alongside of it, and it'll be a total win, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much, Francis, for calling. Have a great day and keep us updated.
Thank you.
Wow. Raynell, I got to ask you a question before we close this show. 2017, round the corner. In tarot, 2017 is represented as the magician, and that is all about manifestation. So I cannot wait to hear from you. What can numerology tell us about 2017?
Okay, thank you. I'm happy to answer this. 2017 is, again, that one universal energy. So it's like resetting the clock. Everything is like new beginnings. We've got innovative problem solving happening. We've got, you know, action, independence coming into play. And I want to really focus this more toward our new, our president-elect Donald Trump, okay? I'm going to say something that may cause people to want to sit down because it could be a little, but who knows? I believe and see in this man's chart that he is a natural builder. He has a master energy of 22, which is a 4. 22 is the master energy, and it reduces to the 4. He is a natural builder. He has the 5 destiny, which makes him a rebel, which makes him, you know, like do the unexpected. Remember, the 5 is associated to Uranus in astrology. So this man is really acting from his gut, from who he is. But he is going to bring a new way of life for us because of this. What he's causing us to do as a consciousness on this planet is to raise our consciousness. You know, through his overpronounced personality, his tendency to, you know, downgrade women, belittle women, you know, he crosses many boundaries. But in that, you know, overrepresentation of his energy, people around the world are coming together because of this man, as a result of his voice, of his bodaciousness, right? And it's causing people to say, you know, I don't agree with this. I am a person of love. I am a person who wants to work with people. So it's causing us to look at ourselves in a way. There's a great big picture happening here. So, and it's going to come through Donald Trump. He will make America great again, but it will be in the way that we take accountability and ownership of our own energies and decide that what he's representing is not who we are. So I also think that through, we can expect lots of unexpected things like secrets coming out in our governments. I think that Mr. Trump will be the one who facilitates some of this, but I also feel that people are just going to come out and speak about what they know is true, that has been held back and away from the American public, actually from the world. You know, people like Edward Snowden, you know, like him or dislike him, there are going to be more people like him or larger type entities coming forward to say, sorry, folks, you've been in a hoax. Here's the secrets. Here is the truth. Here is the truth. And the truth is what sets us free. Now, it will cause a shock factor initially, but it's nothing to be afraid of. It truly isn't. Think about it. Where have our greatest lessons come from in life? When the dark becomes enlightened, when we flip that light switch on. So I think that we have a wonderful, very exciting period ahead of us. It's going to bring with it lots and lots of change, but I want to encourage you to remember who you are and stay there. Just stay calm and centered. It'll be okay.
Wow. Well, Raynell, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your intuition, and all of the knowledge to all of our listeners today. Will you come back?
I would love to come back. Absolutely.
I'm going to tell, that would be wonderful, because I have a feeling there are more people with more questions. I'm going to tell people one last time how they can reach you if they'd like to schedule a reading or give a reading as a gift to someone, as it is the holiday time. Raynell can be reached through her website, raynell.com, and that's RAYNELLE.com. You can also email her at lifebyyournumbers@gmail.com. And she is generously offering Mainstream Metaphysics listeners a special offer of 20% off of a reading schedule between now and January 15th. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to our numerology show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to all of you for tuning in. I am honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week and look forward to next week's show. In fact, next week you're getting a double dose of me, as I will be filling in for Dr. Pat on Monday in addition to my regular Thursday show. So please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.